Trump wants to overthrow the communist government in Cuba, but he says he wants to wait just a couple of weeks. After recent military interventions in Venezuela and Iran, Cuba is in deep economic turmoil, battered by a U.S. blockade in the Caribbean. Its president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, has passed emergency measures to loosen restrictions on the private sector, as the country struggles with food shortages and rolling power blackouts. At a White House ceremony for Inter Miami, the Major League Soccer champions, Trump said Cuban Americans would soon be celebrating the fall of communism in Cuba. Flanked by Latin American players, including Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez, Trump promised Jorge Mas, the club's Cuban American co-owner, that he would soon be able to fly back into Havana. "You're going to go back," he said, "and you won't need my approval. You'll just fly back in. It's going to be a great day. I just want to wait a couple of weeks, but we'll be together again soon. I suspect celebrating what's going on in Cuba. They want to make a deal so badly, you have no idea." In a later interview with CNN on Friday, Trump said, "Cuba is gonna fall pretty soon." He added that he was going to put Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, over there. "We've got plenty of time, but Cuba's ready," he said. The United States once held significant influence in Cuba during the dictatorship of Fulgencio Batista, before a communist rebels led by Fidel Castro swept to power in the 1959 revolution. Since then, more than 1.4 million Cubans have fled to the U.S., settling largely in Florida, where they continue to hold major sway in Republican politics. Trump's inner circle includes several Cuban Americans who are staunchly anti-communist, among them Rubio and the billionaire Fangio brothers, Pepe and Alfonso. On a visit to St. Kitts and Nevis last week, Rubio said, "Cuba needs to change. It doesn't have to change all at once. It doesn't have to change from one day to the next. Everyone is mature and realistic here. We're seeing that process play out, for example, in Venezuela. For decades, Cuba relied on cheap oil imports from Venezuela to prop up its economy, but these dried up after Trump ordered U.S. special forces to abduct Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, from Caracas, installing his former vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, as his successor. Having built up a U.S. armada in the Caribbean Sea to oust Maduro, Trump has now redeployed many American warships to the Middle East, including the USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group. In an interview discussing his recent attacks on Venezuela and Iran, Trump predicted regime change in Cuba. "People are loving what's happening," he told Politico. "Cuba's going to fall, too," he added. "We cut off all oil, all money. We cut off everything coming in from Venezuela, which was their sole source, and they want to make a deal." The U.S. has tried regime change in Cuba before, most famously in the 1961 Bay of Pigs invasion. Then, anti-communist exiles supported by the CIA attempted to land on the island, but were confronted by revolutionaries, resulting in a humiliating defeat.